message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Tonight we continue our midweek Lenten sermon series entitled Christ on Trial. These sermons are based on the manuscripts from a little-known trial concerning a man named Jesus, also called the Christ and the Son of God. The transcripts from this trial deal with Jesus' arrest and eventual execution. The central issue of the trial is this: was Jesus guilty or was Jesus innocent? People throughout history have debated that issue. The transcripts of this trial will research the facts and allow you to draw your own conclusion. 2 weeks ago, you heard the opening statement from the prosecutor. Last week, you were to hear the witness of Matthew. That's available for you in the back if you don't have a copy of his testimony. But tonight, you will hear the transcript that records the words from the second witness for the defense, a healed woman. The transcript I will read for you this evening will allow you to hear the witness of a woman who was crippled by a demon for over 18 years. But then, one Sabbath day, she met Jesus, and according to her testimony, Jesus completely healed her. So, please listen carefully as I read this transcript, which records for us the witness of this healed woman. Here is her testimony. I am a woman who was healed by Jesus on the Sabbath day. You can read about this event in a book written by a man named Luke, who also believed in Jesus. Luke was a close friend of the Apostle Paul and also his student. Luke doesn't mention my name in his book, probably because Luke wanted all the focus to be on Jesus. For that same reason, I choose to remain anonymous. For over 18 years, I was afflicted by a crippling condition caused by an evil spirit, one of Satan's demons. Now, you may be surprised to hear me say that my illness was caused by a demon, but that was the truth in my case. You see, even though most illnesses are the result of natural causes, in some rare cases, God allows his people to be oppressed and afflicted by the devil or his demons. For example, in the Old Testament, we read about Job and how God allowed the devil to cause Job great physical suffering. But God did this to strengthen Job's faith in his Redeemer, who is Jesus, the one who was innocently crucified and now lives as my Redeemer and yours. Another person whom God allowed to suffer affliction from a demon was the Apostle Paul, a famous believer whom God used to write much of the New Testament scriptures. Paul didn't like being afflicted by a demon. Paul even asked God to take away his affliction. But then God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." Well, by the grace of God, that's what I had to believe for almost 18 years. You see, I've been a believer my whole life. My parents brought me to the synagogue, and there I heard the scriptures which told us about God and the Savior he would send us one day. However, I never understood why God allowed me to be afflicted by a demon. Some days I was tempted to believe that God had abandoned me. But then the Holy Spirit reminded me of Job's words. Job said, "Even if God slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job also said, I know that my Redeemer lives. I had to believe that God would somehow work out all my suffering for good. Little did I know what wonderful things God had planned for me. You see, one Sabbath I was attending synagogue as usual, but this was a special day. Jesus was teaching in our synagogue, and the place was packed. It was really hard for me to hear Jesus, though. You see, in my day, women were thought to be less important than men, and so we were separated from the men, and often we had the worst seats. On top of that, people wrongly assumed that I was a worse sinner than most. People thought that my crippled condition caused by a demon was evidence that God was punishing me for some secret, horrible sin. I must admit, I sometimes wondered if God were punishing me for some sin. But then I remembered the scriptures which taught that God forgives the sins of those who repent and trust in Him. In fact, Jesus was teaching that we should repent of our sin and trust in Him for salvation because He was the Savior and Messiah promised in Scripture. Well, the Holy Spirit moved me to confess my sins and trust in Jesus. Therefore, I knew that God had forgiven me. And so that means my crippled condition was not a punishment for sin, but was happening for some other reason. Suddenly, something happened during that synagogue service that I never, ever dreamed possible. Jesus looked at me, and He called me forward. Now, many were shocked that Jesus would ask a woman and a cripple to come to the front of the synagogue. But I was not going to let their opinions about me keep me from going to Jesus. When I got close, Jesus said to me, Woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then He put His hands on me and a miracle happened. The demon left me and my body was instantly healed. I jumped up and I praised God for releasing me from my affliction. Now, some unbelievers have tried to come up with other explanations for my healing, but they can't. You see, people who know me can testify that I was actually crippled by a demon for 18 years. And then one day Jesus spoke and touched me, and I was set free. In fact, Jesus taught that He had the authority to do this because He was the Son of God who had come to save us from our sins. Sadly, there were some who didn't like what Jesus had to say about repenting of their sins and trusting in Him. Some of these same people looked for any and every reason to reject Jesus and make Him look bad. For example, some accused Jesus of sinning because He healed me on the Sabbath day. I still remember what the synagogue ruler said to us after Jesus healed me. The ruler said, There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath. I was surprised that the synagogue ruler would accuse Jesus of sin. You see, Jesus was teaching that He was God. Well, if Jesus is God, then He is the one who created all things and gave us the Sabbath. If Jesus is God, then I guess He can do what He wants on the Sabbath. However, Jesus didn't back down for a second. Jesus reminded all the people that they would usually give their animals water on the Sabbath. What was Jesus' point? Well, if they could do work on the Sabbath to help their animals, then why couldn't the Son of God Himself heal a woman on the Sabbath if He wanted to? After Jesus made this point, His opponents were humiliated. Jesus had exposed their sins. sinful hypocrisy. But even more than that, I remember what Jesus called me. He called me a daughter of Abraham. In front of everybody, Jesus acknowledged that I was a believer. He was acknowledging that I was a forgiven child of God. That's important because, remember, some assumed that God had forsaken me. But Jesus made it clear that He was my Lord and Savior. The same Jesus who had come to save me from my sins, this same Jesus also set me free from the demon whom God had allowed to cripple me. Now, if you recall, I told you that for many years I never understood why God allowed me to suffer affliction from a demon. Well, now I know that God used my affliction to give other people a sign. You see, when Jesus rebuked the demon and healed me, He gave yet another sign that He is God and the Savior of sinners promised in Holy Scripture. Also, by healing me on the Sabbath, He showed that He is the Lord of the Sabbath. For example, when you heard Matthew's testimony, one of Jesus' apostles, well, Matthew wrote about Jesus, and in Matthew's book, he tells about another time when Jesus healed another cripple on the Sabbath. Some people accused Jesus of sin then, too. But then, Matthew records what Jesus said to them. Jesus said, "Haven't you read that on the Sabbath the priests desecrate the day and yet are innocent? I tell you that one greater than the temple is here, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." You see, Jesus was saying that God gave the temple priests permission to perform certain necessary functions on the Sabbath day. Well, Jesus was claiming that He had the same authority to do what He wanted to do on the Sabbath day because He Himself was Lord of the Sabbath. In other words, Jesus was claiming to be God Himself. That's why Jesus said He was greater than the temple. You see, the temple and the sacrifices offered there were pictures of the promised Savior. Well, Jesus was teaching that He was that Savior in the flesh. Now, I know this is all very hard to believe. In fact, Scripture teaches that unless the Holy Spirit opens our hearts, we will not believe, no matter how much evidence we see and hear. That's why I thank God that He opened my heart, so that I could believe in Jesus as my Savior. The same Jesus who forgave my sins also healed me of my affliction as a sign to everyone that He is the Savior of all sinners. Let me tell you something else that's really amazing. The same Jesus who healed me on the Sabbath day also allowed Himself to be nailed to a cross. Now, why would the Lord of the Sabbath allow people to nail Him to a cross? That confused me for a while. But then one day, I understood. You see, the reason that Jesus was able to forgive my sins was that He was actually punished in my place. Jesus took my suffering and my death upon Himself so that I could be forgiven and have the hope of eternal life with God. This Jesus also died on the cross for your sins. His body laid in the tomb on the Sabbath day. You could say that Jesus rested from His work on the Sabbath after His death. But then, the next day, the third day after He died for our sins, He then rose from the dead and he still lives. I guess Job was right when he said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Well, my friends, this brings my testimony to an end. As I said, I am a woman who was crippled for a demon for over 18 years. God allowed this to happen to me so that Jesus could use me as a sign to others that He is the Lord and Savior of all sinners. You know, I must admit, I still have some really hard times in life. In fact, one day I know I will have to die just like everyone else. But I do not have to fear any trial. I do not have to fear even death itself, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus has healed me of my physical illness, but even more than that, Jesus has forgiven all my sins. And this same Jesus will raise me from the dust of the ground on the day He returns in power and glory. So my prayer is that you will repent of your sin and trust in Jesus too. Then you will also know the peace and the joy and the hope that God has given me. Thanks for allowing me to share my testimony. Well, my friends, you've heard the transcript of the second witness, the witness of a healed woman. Next week, you will get to hear the witness of Nicodemus, a man who used to be a Pharisee. Until next time, feel free to discuss the healed woman's testimony amongst yourselves. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds.